I can remember my mother saying to me as I was a little boy, "Kevin, make sure your eyes are not bigger than your stomach." That was her way of telling me not to take out more food onto my plate than what I would eat, but to be satisfied or content with a simple portion, and if I wanted more, I could get more later, but to be happy with what I had. Well, that seems to be one of the problems that man has today, being happy with what they have. In fact, we always seem to want more. Sometimes our eyes are bigger than they ought to be. Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 20 reads, "Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied." And the book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 1 and verse 8 teaches us that the eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. In other words, we always seem to want more, and perhaps not more of what we need, but more of what we simply want. Maybe this is why Proverbs chapter 30, beginning in verse 13 and going down through verse 16, gives us a very accurate description of how we sometimes want more than what we have. It reads, "There is a generation, oh how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are like swords, and whose fangs are like knives to devour the poor from off the earth, and the needy from among men. The leech has two daughters, give and give. There are three things that are never satisfied, four never say enough: the grave, the barren womb, the earth that is not satisfied with water, and the fire never says enough." Are you the kind of person who can never say enough, or have you learned how to be content with what you have? If you're the kind of person that's always wanting more and always wanting whatever their eyes behold, then you may have a problem, and it's one of the three ways that Satan can grab us. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16, John described three ways by which man can be tempted: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life. And it is that second one that we're focusing on today, this lust of the eyes, wanting to get whatever it is our eyes behold. That was the problem way back in the garden in Genesis chapter 3 verses 1 through 7, when Adam and Eve had been instructed not to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And one of the things that we read in Genesis 3 and verse 6 was that that fruit that hung there on that tree that they were forbidden to eat, even to touch, it says that it was pleasing to the eyes. Later in that chapter we see, after they had eaten of that fruit, how they were cast out of the Garden of Eden. Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and beginning in verse 6 through 10, "Now godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And have food, and having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13, that over time he had learned how to be content in whatever circumstance he found himself. I want to encourage you today not to have eyes that are bigger than what they ought to be, but rather to be content with what you have and be happy in the Lord.